morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. We've been talking about a story this week that has become very popular on social media sites, and the story claims that although the Bible says that the Israelites wiped out the Canaanites, scientists have discovered that Canaanites are still living, their descendants live in Lebanon today. Just in brief, you can find an article on this on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible, if you want to look at what we covered the last 2 days. You can also find previous episodes if you go to the church website, www.fairfaxfbc.org. That's FBC for First Baptist Church, fairfaxfbc.org. There's a link to Trust the Bible there, and you can get previous episodes. But the short of the story is that the Bible never says that the Israelites wiped out the Canaanites. In fact, the Bible says again and again in the book of Joshua and Judges that the Israelites did not wipe out the Canaanites. And so God gave a command to wipe out the Canaanites in a specific area that God told them very carefully, telling them the names of the rivers and things. In this area, wipe out all the Canaanites. But Sidon, the area where they found these Canaanite remains that they used in the study, is north of this area. So God never told the Israelites to attack all Canaanites and not the Canaanites in the area that the study is concerned with, but only the Canaanites in a specific area. And then God says that the Israelites failed to carry out the command, and so they're punished for that. There is a whole list of punishments that the Israelites endure because they did not obey God's command to kill all the Canaanites. So, you know, the Bible's very clear. The Bible gives a whole history of Sidon. I didn't talk about this yesterday, but even after the time of the conquest, the Bible talks about the Sidonians. 1 Kings 11:1, King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. So even in the time of Solomon, the Bible records that the Sidonians were still living. In the book of Ezra, this is much later, this is probably about 400 years after the time of Solomon, about 500 years before the birth of Christ. It says that they gave money to the masons and carpenters and gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre. So they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa as far as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia. So the Bible has numerous books spanning many centuries talking about the fact that the Sidonians continue to live in Sidon. The Sidonians even supplied the timber that was used to build the first temple and the second temple. So the Bible gives this long history of the Sidonians never attacked by the Israelites, obviously never wiped out. So the scientific evidence found matches what we would expect given the biblical data. And yet the media twisted this and somehow made it as if it was some evidence that the Bible's not true. Now, that's one part of the story. The other part of the story, I think, is the coverage. The sensationalization, the fact that so many people who do not believe the Bible just thought this was such a wonderful story, shared the story, kind of laughed, you know, all kinds of comments, you Christians, now we've got the scientific proof the Bible's wrong. Even many people who profess to be believers in Christ will say, well, I believe in Jesus, I'm a Christian, but I know that the Bible has a lot of stories that aren't true. No, you can trust the Bible. I think that this whole story is great evidence of the truth of the Bible. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is, if there was actual scientific or historical data that could demonstrate that the Bible is wrong, we would certainly hear about it. We would know about it. The fact that this story that is so easily dismissed, that makes all kinds of ridiculous claims about what the Bible says in order to try to discredit the Bible, that you can just open your Bible and see are not factually true. And yet this story is shared and posted and reported as fact even by major national newspapers and news organizations. It shows that they don't really have anything. You know, if this is the best you've got to discredit the Bible, And it's nothing at all. It just makes up claims about what the Bible says in order to make it look like the Bible is wrong. If that's the best you've got, then clearly you don't have much of anything. So I think this story and the coverage it's gotten is actually great evidence that there is solid evidence for the Bible, that there is no story out there that has ever not only proven but really discredited the Bible and its accounts. And the fact that you have so many people eager to prove the Bible wrong that devote their resources and time to trying to prove the Bible wrong and they can't do it should tell you something about the fact that we can trust the Bible. So that's how I look at this whole story. I've seen so many people talking about this story, both even, you know, again, from the Christian side, saying, well, yeah, I believe the Bible. I mean, I believe in Jesus, but I don't, you know, trust everything the Bible says. You don't need to go there. Jesus himself, who you claim to follow, talked about how every word in the Bible, even down to the letter, shall never pass away. That Jesus taught this is the word of God. So true followers of Jesus and who know what Jesus said about this believe the whole Bible is the word of God, and that means it's truthful in everything that it says, every claim that it makes, and there's never been any study, scientific, historical, otherwise, that would disprove that. I am a fact-based person. I don't want to believe something just because someone says it's true or just because a religious authority says it's true. I want to know the facts. I want to see the evidence. I think we should be like that. The Bible encourages that. The Bible says that people in Berea were noble-minded because when they heard Paul preach, they not only believed, but they examined the scriptures to see if these things were so. We're to have a critical eye. We're to watch out for false prophets, false teachers. We're not just simply to accept every religious claim that's made. If we did, we would quickly be in error. But God gives evidence and support and facts to back up what he tells us to believe, which is the Bible. I'll give you another quick example. You know, as I was reading this story posted over and over again, I came across another story. This one says, and I quote, "Handwritten draft of the Bible proves complete work of fiction." This is another story that has kind of come up. I did some research on it. It's come up a couple times in the past few years. Apparently, there is an early copy of a book that a translator on the King James Version of the Bible, he was making notes. He was one of the translators, and he was making notes, and people found this book of his notes that were describing, you know, he wasn't sure whether to translate a verse this way or the other way, and sometimes he would write down, you know, the debate is over, should we, you know, what is the real meaning of this word? And so this is a translator's notes, and so people found this and again run this sensational headline, ah, the Bible is a complete work of fiction, and we've found the manuscript that proves it. No, you haven't. You found someone's notes when they were working on translating the Bible. And I saw, I can't tell you how many different people saying, ah, see, this proves the Bible wrong again. This proves that the Bible was really just written a few hundred years ago. The King James Version of the Bible was just a completely made-up work of fiction, and we have the notes to prove it. The notes don't prove that. What we do have, in fact, are thousands of Greek manuscripts of the New Testament written hundreds of years before the King James Bible that tell a remarkable story of how the Bible has never been changed. All the people that claim on the internet that, oh, you know, the Bible's been changed so many times, and that gets spread around and people repeat it and repeat it. That's not what the evidence shows. The evidence shows that over the centuries we have a biblical text that has remained the same every century. And so people that say otherwise just don't know what they're talking about. And that's the point. Don't believe everything you hear just because someone makes an attack against the Bible and says, we have the evidence. Ask the questions. What evidence do you actually have? There isn't any. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.